Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
You don't need to buy a whole car in order to invest in it, but you can start already with little on one single car.
This podcast is courtesy of the Zurich branch of Commerzbank AG, which offers over 20,000 publicly offered leveraged structured products in Switzerland. These structured products are accessible through a multitude of channels, including the BX, SIX exchanges, and Swissquote Bank. More information can be found at certificate.commerzbank.ch.
I'm here with Fernando Fabonen, the co-founder and managing partner of Curio Invest for collectibles. And Curio Invest helps you invest in classic cars and limited edition hypercars starting with little. So let's jump right in. How do you actually invest in cars?
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with collectibles, don't worry. You probably, hopefully you will learn something in this podcast. What I can tell you is that clearly, if you haven't invested, you're missing out, because when you look at the performance of collectibles over the last 10 to 12 years, you see that they have outperformed other indexes. And you see that essentially the very few have benefited from this performance. And the reason for that is a combination clearly of passion. You buy an asset, you enjoy the dividends of driving it, and of course, the benefits of having a beautiful object to show and share with to your friends and so on, but also just store it and maintain it maybe in a secure vault, and you notice that, you know, the prices of these assets fluctuate over time. So when you look at these assets as an alternative investment, let's put it this way, you start coming across several properties of these assets that make it an investable. You probably heard fine art, watches, even a simple example of a GMT Rolex, how it increased in price because there's more demand, there's less supply, already signals where is the upside potential of collectibles is coming. Specifically for rare cars, you're looking at a combination of the provenance of the specific asset, who drove that particular asset, who owned it, of course, what kind of brand, the mechanical state of the asset, how many kilometers it was driven for, and last but not least, the beautiful design that represents that asset. When you look at the whole spectrum, you see, you know, from the pre-war era all the way to hypercars with limited edition. And this is quite a broad spectrum, but essentially what our team has helped in the past is to build collections or to advise on collections to very wealthy individuals who were looking at this as an alternative investment class. And basically what that meant, you know, was maybe having a specific mandate to collect or to put together a few, you know, museum grade or let's say blue chip grade assets that in a way have some provenance that made it already to a few auctions, or comparable assets made it through auctions, and therefore you had a signal about that particular value. When you look at your investing on your own, you can start any other enthusiast, basically looking at that car maybe in the lower price end range, but at the end of the day, when you see depreciation and the investment degree capabilities, you see that it's essentially those at the higher price range that have actually taken the most wings, which of course means you need to have some liquidity, and little alone, that's just for one single asset, which can range up to several million dollars, you know, including a GTO or so. Of course, when you talk about diversification, you probably need 10, 20 cars. So I guess you see where this is coming. Yeah, so over the last years, we built a network of trusted partners and collectors. And these partners and collectors, they were convinced by our vision to open access to collectibles to everyone. And they were motivated to provide their assets to our platform in the deal flow. So while it's very challenging to have access to these collectibles, we are very glad to have partnered with a few big collectors who provide us today access to over 500 of the world's rarest cars.
And so if somebody wants to then, via you guys, invest into cars, at what point can he start? What's his entry level and what does he get exposure to?
Yes, of course, it's a very innovative concept, which allows you, enables you to invest in cars starting from little. And the way it works is it's very simple. We're using, on the one hand, the latest regulatory know-how and also technology so that you can go into our platform and sign up, do your KYC and so on, and participate in two types of events. On the one hand, we call it private sale. And on the other hand, we call it public sale. So in the private sale, the goal here is to have a close contact with our end customers where the minimum ticket is $100,000. As you realize, this is clearly not yet for everyone, but the idea here is to secure a fraction of the assets that will then be sold publicly so that in a way we test in a small circle whether there is any interest in this of this asset. Assuming that there is a minimum commitment in that private sale where you would express your interest through your banker or through your private asset manager or directly with our RM, then we will reserve an allocation in this asset, and afterwards the public sale would open. And this is the second event that takes place in our platform, that through the online website you sign up, you do your onboarding, and then you can directly commit and pay online. And what this means is that you can pay starting from $100. And this is where it gets very attractive, because certainly you don't need to buy a whole car in order to invest in it, but you can start already with little on one single car.
When you said the private sale and the public sale, this is only on one single car, or is it on a portfolio of cars? It's just one car.
This is on a single car. And what this means is that every week, every month, you get per email a new asset, essentially a continuous deal flow of collectibles. And by investing little in each car, it's not us, but you who make your diversified portfolio.
I like it,
And that means that we facilitate these assets. They're curated. They will come, you know, prepared. There will be a review on the asset. We will then later insure it and take care of the transportation. We will do essentially the hard work. But in your email, you will get a beautiful collectible, and you will get to pick on that particular asset. Yeah.
And what do I get? How do I get a security in return, or what is it that I actually hold against it?
The way we structure this offer is essentially by providing a bond that represents the value of the collateralized asset. And that what that means is that we pledge this asset as soon as we acquire it on behalf of the investors who acquired this bond. And the innovative part about our project, and the reason why we were considered by UBS among the top Swiss fintechs last year, and this year by McKinsey among the most innovative fintechs, is that the way you get your bond is in the form of a digital token. What this means is that it enables a new degree of transferability, of liquidity, and new parties can come in that bring additional that enable additional business models. And this is really what's making us the most excited about.
Yeah. No, that was actually my next question. You said it's transferable, so I can sell it to somebody else?
Yeah, so the token brings several, properties that enable you to store it in hold possession of the token on your own. And that means you can sell it and so on. And there's several venues. You can do it peer to peer or through exchanges. And as we speak, every exchange most exchanges in Europe are ramping up their capabilities to bring tradability for tokens. And as pioneers, we are already partnered with a stock exchange, one of the first ones who enables that. And hopefully more partnerships will come in the near future. But what this means is that, you no longer have to pick up the phone and call someone to sell this contract. You can just go into several venues where you could then trade your token and sell it for a premium, and therefore realize already some, you know, return. Okay.
So if I buy one of these tokens, or I buy one of the bonds and I get the token in return, is there a regular valuation that comes from you, or how do I judge, besides selling it, what the value of the car is, or my investment?
Clearly, the initial price lays down the reference, right? So at that point, the issuance price represents the value of the asset, and it includes a little spread to cover, you know, maintenance and stuff like that. And after that, it becomes a free market, so that the token begins trading. And Curia is one of those innovative projects that is working not only on grabbing in a financial asset through a financial asset and innovative token, a physical real car, but it's also working on the discovery of the prices. So we have a R&D project that is essentially researching the latest auction prices, latest marketplaces for cars, and also tweets around people talking about a specific car, and in a way providing a sentiment or a reference about how exciting this particular car is. And we call it Curio Radar. And this radar is giving you kind of a signal about how hot that particular asset is at that point and so on. Ultimately, it's your decision to bid and have a price. And this will then, this will become a very interesting topic in once you see maybe an auction taking place where, comparable asset was sold, and then you would see, okay, a strong price signal about what particular value was for that asset.
So you do also, in a sense, market research for the investor, so they know where they're standing with this stuff. Excellent. How do you actually make sure that you don't, I mean, there's two ones. One, there's fakes out there, particularly in classic car, but the other thing that also I find is happening, you cut a car in half and rebuild each half and both have the correct VIN number on some parts, and suddenly you find yourself with, for example, Porsche 2.7 RS, more than they ever built, but apparently all originals.
When you look at the, you know, the dynamics in the secondary market, especially in the vintage, clearly in the hypercars, it's very unlikely that you have that challenge. I mean, but when you look at vintage cars, then the topic about provenance becomes very relevant. And clearly those assets that are the most rare or the most sought after are most prone for forgeries and so on. So what we've done in the past, you know, researching the provenance, understanding who transacted which particular asset from hand to hand, and essentially following the track all the way to as far as you can. So what we've done in the past also has been to stamp this research into a specific file, a PDF that remains, you know, immutable thanks to the blockchain. So once you essentially tokenize this asset, you would have also this information inside the specific asset token. And what that means is that every time this asset is transferred from there on, you would have that specific research or path track executed automatically. And that is in a way, the beauty of these novel technologies implementing.
Just to clarify for our listeners here, I mean, one thing we talked about is a lot that you invest into a wrong asset token. Many have heard about Bitcoin. There's other ones out there as well. How does your version of this differentiate it, and what do I actually get in the sense?
Yeah, this is a very important question. When you look at the developments of this technology on the regulatory side, you see that we're facing now the 2.0 part of this chapter. In the last decade, the Bitcoin has, of course, had its fans and its haters. But what we did learn was that this new technology is disrupting the way we transact. And what we are doing at Curio Invest is essentially using the best of that technology, which is the transferability, the mutability aspects, and the best of the regulatory side, which is issuing a bond and so on. And by combining these two, you have what we call a second wave of innovation, which is called asset securitization through tokens, called asset tokenization, essentially.
Can you walk me through a little bit through the whole investment cycle, right from the beginning to the end, the holding period, and how easily can I sell it again? Or
yeah, so the way that the securitization is structured is that we hold asset for 5 years, and until that holding period ends, you can trade your asset by selling your token, and you can, of course, sell it for a premium or a discount and therefore realize your capital. Throughout this period of time, our asset is always available for sale. So if someone comes from, you know, the market and says, I want this particular car, he will have a minimum premium that he will have to pay, and this premium should be already attractive for all our investors. So we usually define it about 125%. And what this means is that we would not sell the asset or look at any bits unless it reaches this premium already. And once we reaches the holding period, then we would ask all the investors, do you want to sell your asset? And if the question is yes, then we will pull all these tokens and do again, repeat the same process, the private sale, the public sale. And in a case that's not successful, then we would proceed with actually selling the car at an auction. Yeah. And in that process, then we would, you know, redeem all the investors with their proceeds.
So if I get this right, you usually hold the car or the underlying for 5 years, but in between, I could sell my token to somebody else if I don't
want to. That's correct.
Okay, understood. Excellent. Thank you very, very much.
Excellent. Thank you so
Enjoy
much.
The rest of the day.
Have a Cheers. Beautiful day. Ta-ta. Bye.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is courtesy of the Zurich branch of Commerzbank AG, which offers over 20,000 publicly offered leveraged structured products in Switzerland. These structured products are accessible through a multitude of channels, including the BX, SIX exchanges, and Swissquote Bank. More information can be found at certificate.commerzbank.ch.